Welcome to Shulchan Aruch on the Daf from Pesachim Daf Yod. The Gemara at the end of Amud Aleph brings two cases of someone who put a certain amount of crumbs and found another amount. One case is Hiniach Teisha Umotza Yud. He put 9 crumbs of chametz, he found 10. And then the Gemara brings another case that a person Hiniach Yud Umotza Teisha. He put 10 aside and he found only 9. Now we have a halacha. The Ramah tells us end of Siman Taf Lamed Beis. That the minhag of Am Yisrael is that when you do b'dikas chametz, you put crumbs aside, so the bracha will not be bracha levatala. When you look around, you'll have chametz to find. The Boreitiv says in the name of the Arizal that the number of crumbs that you should put around are 10. Alpi Kabbalah, you should put 10 crumbs of chametz. In the Sefer Shaar HaKoilel, which is a sefer which summarizes the halachas based on the psaki of Shulchan Aruch Rav, he brings the name of the Sefer Bris Halevi, which was written by Rav Shlomo Elkabetz, the one who wrote the Lecha Doidi, that he writes in his Sefer that that's what our Gemara is referring to. The reason the Gemara brings an example of 10 pieces of chametz, 9 that came to 10, 10 that came to 9, to tell you that this minhag al pi Kabbalah to have 10 crumbs of chametz. If you look inside the Sefer Bris Halevi, you'll see that in the Sefer itself, it doesn't say it so clearly. But the summary, each chapter of Bris Halevi has a summary on the side, which puts into a small sentence what does the chapter speaking about. And there in that summary, he brings this idea, the 10 Tzibum Shechametz, we're talking about the remez, the Alpi Kabbalah, you have to have 10 crumbs of chametz when you do Bdikas chametz. And with this, we can take it a step forward and try to understand why the Gemara brings an example of 10 and an example of 9. Because in the Sefer called Ma'avar Yabok, which was written by Aaron Brachim in Modino, one of the Rabbonim in Italy, he was a big Mekubal, and he wrote a Sefer regarding Avelus and the whole process of the Neshama living the world. And in that Sefer, he brings that the number of crumbs you need for Bdikas Chametz is not 10, but 9. And he goes in there to say that the mazikim that stand around the mace, when the mace leaves the world, is the number 9. Then the Ma'avar Yabok says that some have a minhag to do 11, because kol hamoisif gerbeah. So to explain this a little bit more, every time we speak about Dovah Shalom, it's divided into 10. We see in the 10 ma'amoris the world was created, the 10 makos that was given to Mitzrayim, Aseres Hadibros in the Luchos, and obviously the revelation of Hashem in the world comes through something called 10 Spheres, 10 revelations, and that brings a Koyma Shlema. So Al Pi Ari, the idea is that the same way you have a Koyma Shlema in Kedusha, there's a Koyma Shlema in what's called the Klippos, the bad in the world. And as mentioned in previous Shurim, because B'dikas Chometz is to come and take away the bad, the klipos, all the sitra achor in the world. So therefore, you need to take the entire koyma, the entire build of the bad. That's why you have 10 crumbs of chametz. That's the Arizal, that's the minhag Yisrael to have 10. But there's another approach that when you're taking away the bad is never a complete thing. It's always missing. And that's what the Ma'avar Yabok says, that the bad is represented by 9, because it's never shalom. Or, another option, and some might have a minhag to do 11. Because 11 has the soid of kol ha-moisif gerbeah. Whenever we speak of a bad in the world, we speak about 11. We have in this week's parasha, Parshas Vayishlach, the number of the alufim of Esav is the number 11. The number of the simonim in the ketores is 11, because it includes also the rishayim. Because whenever you have to add more, so that's kol ha-moisif gerbeah. And there's an additional depth to it, the way the Leshem explains it, that really when you have a koyma of bad, it always needs a source of Gdusha. The bad can't exist in the world on its own. It needs to be yoinik, it needs to nurture from Gdusha. So that's why the bad is 11. It's a 10 plus a 1. So you may say, these are the three minhagim in Am Yisrael. Do you have 10 crumbs, 11 crumbs, or 9 crumbs? 10 crumbs, the koyma of bad. 9 crumbs, they're never complete. lemon crumbs, the bed is represented as kol ha-moisiv gareya, having one additional one. And according to Bris HaLevi, at least the way the Shaar HaKoyel explains it, that's what our Gemara is saying. Our Gemara says a person put 10 crumbs, because that's the minhag, or he put 9 crumbs, the way the Ma'avaya Brooklyn put 9, which includes in it 11, which is called Moisiv Gareya, which really represents 9. 9 means it's less than 10. 11 is a Moisiv Gareya, which reduces the 10. So these are the two cases of our Gemara. You have 10 crumbs or 9 crumbs that a person puts, the minhag, a pikabala, the number of crumbs you need to do, and dikas chomet.